As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. Show me your facts. Show me the law and show me your evidence. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? Welcome to our Wednesday, August the 1st, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news. Lots of that today. Hard facts, that's for sure. Workable solutions, well, let's punt. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. We're all looking for that pursuit of happiness. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel1l.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations at microbroadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Went up to the post box the other day. One of our listeners has sent me a book. It'll be a very interesting book about Wendell Willkie. And looking forward to reading about it. A big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become Vocal Local to your listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Calls are welcome. Gold this morning, 1766, is potential. Stocks may drop soon. FOMC came out, talked, and everything went up. Indices are all up. Currencies are down. Mortgage fraud suits, natural gas fracking, farmland profits, London rioting, all that's in the news this morning. The New World Order and the New World of Henry St. Simon, epics, organic and critical. And an inquiry into the subject matter of the social sciences will come up in our second hour of today's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $21.60 an ounce at $1,765.70 an ounce. Silver up 76 cents at $38.47. Platinum now below gold, by the way, up $3 at $1,753 an ounce. Palladium up $7 at $742. So the metals are doing really well this morning. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,740.20 for a low, $1,769.70 for a high, and at $1,765.70, your gold is up year to year $562 for a 46.69% return on your investment. The London Bullion Market Association this morning, the price fixtures in London, set the price at $1,753.75, and it's been trading largely above that for most of the morning. The SPDR gold shares overnight paired off some of those gains earlier, took off 13.92 metric tons. This morning they claimed to be holding 1,296.90 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued at these spot prices at $72.3 billion, so a little profit-taking yesterday. We'll pick it all right up there with the Dow Jones, etc. When we come back from this first commercial intermission.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 1st. No, it's not. It's the 10th. 2011 two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Sometimes my systems don't work for me too well. Anyway, gold this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Lots of happenings in the gold market. I can look here on the MarketWatch.com active chart that they've got going. We had a jump up to $1,800 in the gold just a few moments ago. It's running, they say, here about 1776, up 33. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold tracking at $1,765.70 an ounce, up 21.60. Silver up 76 cents at 38.47. Platinum up $3 at 7.53 even. And palladium up 7 at $742. And yes, I write all this stuff out. I make charts of my own. Not to say that I'm a chartist or a wavist, but I keep very careful track of this stuff. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,740.20 for a low, $1,769.70. A lot of spread yesterday. Unbelievable stuff going on. But at $1,765.70, your gold was up $5.62 even, for a 46.69% return on your investment. As again, the gold fix this morning, the boys in London, that would be your London Bullion Market Association. I'd rather just have you know where all of this stuff can be found on your own and that you'd be tracking it yourself, especially if you're invested in these metals, or just as I do, to watch and see how this whole thing is going down. You know, is this system crashing? Is it going to crash? I think it's been in a crash. This is a plane that's been circling down slower and slower, coming down out of the heavens. The pilots are doing everything they can do, but they can't help it. They're going into the mountains, and below them, the Himalayas. It's going to be ugly. Anyway, the SPDR gold shares overnight pairs off 13.92 metric tons. 13.92 metric tons. Out of their electronic treasure chest this morning, they claim to be holding 1,296.90 metric tons. Of course, they probably couldn't sustain an audit. Anyway, $72.3 billion worth of gold in the SPDR gold shares. That's your World Gold Council, State Street Global Advisors, Barclays Capital, can you say Rothschilds, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Wow, what a day yesterday. Closed up 430. I mean, they brought out the jacks, they brought out the air hoses and all the monkeys, and they drug it up right about 3 o'clock yesterday. If you have any access to the charts from the MarketWatch website, you can see where the Dow Jones, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, all of them, right there at the same time, within moments of each other. They've been driven down, down, down for the day's low, and then all of a sudden, they hooked the air hose on it and put the jacks to it, and right straight back up it went. All right, the Dow Jones yesterday closing up 430. Can it hold it today? Some people don't think so. At 11,240, NASDAQ up 124, closing out at 2483. The S&P 500 up 53 at 1,173. Lots of financial stuff to read in the news basket, although we won't cover too much of it today. Crude oil this morning up $2.87 a barrel. At these $82.17 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, as they are delivered in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 4 basis points at 73.96. Is it going to head to 61.18? Yeah, Chapman thinks it might eventually. Foreign exchange rates, of course, are impacted by all of this. For this morning, it's nothing but red ink. The Canadian loonie, our North American Security Prosperity Partnership Agreement basket of currencies. You know, little Timmy Geithner, he's got his pilgrim basket. We got ours over here. Anyway, they set it up for us, so we report on it. The Canadian loonie off 80 basis points at $1.01 U.S. The Mexican peso off 142 basis points, still hanging in there at 8 cents U.S. The euro off 55 at $1.43. The British pound off 40 basis points at $1.62. And watch that Swiss franc off 48 basis points this morning. And yet at $1.38, to the grief of the people in Switzerland and the peril of the Swiss bankers. Anyway, a Swiss franc this morning, $1.38 in the U.S. foreign exchange rate marketplace. Bond market, the yield on the treasuries this morning, whoa, look out. Never seen it this low. The yield on the two-year treasuries is 0.16%. Of course, some people say, hey, they're going up, the value's going up. When the yield goes up, what? The value goes down the other way around. Doesn't make any sense to me why anybody would want to invest in a two-year instrument that yielded 0.16%. But anyway, some do. The 10-year this morning, this is your benchmark, also terribly low at 2.14%. The 30-year at 3.53%. That all rolls over to your favor if you happen to be out shopping for a mortgage this morning. The 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, I mean, these are giveaway prices, folks. 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moving down from 3.69% a month ago to 3.49% this morning as they try and entice people into the mortgage offices. The 30-year moves down from 4.55% to 4.33%. Your prime rate is at 3.25%. So they're giving away 15-year fixed-rate mortgages here. Of course, you're going to have to pay points and origination fees and stuff on top of that, but at virtually your prime rate. The gold-to-silver ratios of this morning, it's going to take you 45.90 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go over and take a look at the Econoday's calendar and see what we got on the chart for this morning. The mortgage bankers' purchase apps are out, and we're going to go right to that in a moment. Later this morning, the wholesale trade will be out in the EIEIO petroleum status report. It will be out tomorrow, of course. The jobless claims will be out early. We'll report on it. Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index will be out during the broadcast. The natural gas report will be out as well. And on Friday, retail sales and consumer sentiment. Going to be looking for those numbers. Well, let's see. Yesterday, the big news, the FOMC meeting announcement came out. You can read it for yourself. Basically, The biggest story here is that they're going to keep very exceptionally low. What they say the interest rate there is going to be kept exceptionally low for an extended period, at least through mid-2013. Committee will also maintain its existing policy of reinvesting principal payments from its security holdings. The committee will regularly review the size and composition of its securities holdings as it is prepared to adjust those holdings as appropriate. Even more important in this particular meeting was that they had three dissenting voices. Now, you know, consensus being what consensus is, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke didn't have two red chairs at the table. He had three, and that's not good. All right? So anyway, you can read the whole thing. It's right there for you at the Conaday website. I'm not going to bore you with the intimate details, but nevertheless, when this thing came out, that's when the market went the other way. So mortgage bankers' purchase applications, the drop underway in long rates tripped a giant 30.4% surge in refinancing applications during the August 5th week, so it's working. They're sucking people in, getting them to sign up for loans again. Oh, my. Applications are now at their highest level of the year, while rates are at their lowest, with 30-year mortgages averaging 4.37%, down 8 basis points from the prior week. But low rates, unfortunately, aren't raising much demand for home purchases, as the purchase index, down 0.9% in the week, remains depressed. All right? So just because you get a little windshield time with your broker doesn't mean necessarily, honey, that the broker is out doing a lot of driving. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And so much for the mortgages. Let's go on to the next story. Goldman Sachs sued by U.S. over securities sold to failed credit unions. Yeah, my favorite whipping boys here, Gregory Mott and Joel Rosenblatt, writing this one for Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. was accused by the National Credit Union Administration in a lawsuit of violating federal and state laws. Well, what's new about that? In the sale of a mortgage-backed securities to now failed corporate credit unions. Well, I tell you what, you sleep with the devil, don't expect to wake up in the morning without having been. Never mind. The NCUA said in a statement that it seeks damages of more than $491 million from Goldman Sachs, a big parasite there in New York City. Boy, that's a building that needs to find a new tenant. The complaint filed yesterday in federal court in L.A. is the fourth case aimed at recovering almost $2 billion from the sellers and underwriters of questionable securities. The NCUA said the agency said it expects to file 5 to 10 such cases. The NCUA continues to carry out our responsibility to do everything reasonable in our power to seek maximum recoveries. The NCUA Chairman Debbie Mott said in a statement, those who caused the problems in the wholesale credit unions should pay for the losses now being paid by retail credit unions. All right. Stephen Cohen, of course, a spokesman for the New York-based Goldman Sachs, declined to comment on the lawsuit. Of course, they never do, right? The complaint mirrors the NCUA's July the 18th suit against Royal Bank of Scotland, that's RBS, in the same court. It claims the complaint that Goldman Sachs misrepresented securities in offering documents, causing the credit unions to believe the risk of loss was minimal when it was substantial. Of course, the S&P ratings misled everybody there, too, remember. Goldman Sachs systematically abandoned the stated underwriting guidelines described in the offering documents for the mortgages in the pools of collateralized residential-backed securities that it underwrote, the NCUA said in its complaint. Delinquent or default? Indeed, a material percentage of the borrowers whose mortgages comprised the residential mortgage-backed securities were all but certain to become delinquent or default shortly after origination, according to the complaint. All right? Now, ordinarily, I don't read these kind of articles on the air, but this one was very pertinent. And so, let's go with it. A speculator takes blame for mortgage mess by Leonard Goodman. Now, Leonard Goodman is an attorney, and he's writing a summary of a legal proceeding for one of his clients, all right? This off of Bloomberg, Leonard Goodman writing, in July, following a month-long trial, a federal jury in Chicagoland convicted my client, Calvin Townsend, of 4 counts of bank and mortgage fraud. Later this year, he will probably be sentenced to federal prison. So we're reaching out with the big stick and smacking the little guys that got just a little bit greedy. Townsend is one of many minor players paying a heavy price for their roles in the mortgage meltdown, while the major figures avoid any responsibility. I should say any accountability, all right? We all know they're responsible. Townsend is a 52-year-old Negro from the south side of Chicago. He'd been a train conductor and a part-time real estate agent until 2005. And I'll tell you what, you sit down, get yourself trained up to be a realtor, and you get out there and you start seeing some real money for the first time in your life, and things get a little bit exciting. When he attended a seminar on how to use other people's good credit You can also call that OPM, hooked on other people's money, opium, to invest in property with no money down. Oh, yeah. Used to go to a lot of those kind of seminars myself back in the 80s. During the next 2 years, Townsend used such nominee purchasers to buy 21 homes. Eager to please, mortgage lenders provided 100% financing for the loans. In other words, nothing down deals, which were then repackaged by Wall Street investment banks and sold to investors. About a week after each home purchase, Townsend would enter into a written contract with the nominee buyer, in which he agreed to make all the mortgage payments and to pay the buyer a flat fee of about $15,000. In return, Townsend got the right to resell the property and realize the anticipated gains from the then rising housing market. So, you know, you got both sides of the deal when you're a realtor. You can list the house, and then you can sell the house, and you get the listing half of the commission, and you get the sales half of the commission. And overall, if you're dealing with a $200,000 house, oh, man, you're making annual income every day. Townsend was true to his word, using the large commission he earned as the agent on these sales to make 210 mortgage payments on his properties. But in 2007, after the housing market collapsed and none of the properties would sell, oh, I know that feeling. Oh, that's horrible. I mean, under Ronnie Reagan's interest rates running over 20%, you're going to have listing after listing, house after house. You couldn't sell anything. Well, his money ran out, and all of his loans went into default. He lost everything, including his own house, and moved his wife and two children into a Comfort Inn. At least his wife and children stuck by him. In 2008, the U.S. government indicted Townsend, together with 20 others on the bottom rung of the mortgage mess, for fraud. Townsend pleaded not guilty and was tried along with a loan officer he'd worked with, the girlfriend of the man who ran the How to Get Rich in Real Estate seminars, and three nominee purchasers who had bought properties for the seminar leader. All of the defendants were indigent and qualified for court-appointed counsel. I was picked to represent Townsend, and at the conclusion of the case, I'll be paid $125 an hour by the U.S. taxpayers. Accusations of fraud. During the trial, the prosecutors argued that Townsend had defrauded the mortgage lenders, including Countrywide Bank, Fremont Investment and Loan, and Washington Mutual. They've all been in the headlines, haven't they? By failing to disclose his arrangements with the nominee buyers. It's like the old, you know, go back and look at Gustavus Myers, The History of the Great American Fortunes. This is the entry men that Gould, Jay Gould, and the other railroad men used all over the place as proxies, entrymen. They would come in and they would file land patents on properties and they'd go out and claim homesteads. But there was never anybody behind it. It was all a fraud. Unfortunately, they control about two-thirds of the planet at this time. On cross-examination, I tried to point out that the lenders, banking on short-term profits, had encouraged people such as Townsend to bring them more and more loans, regardless of the borrower's ability to repay. Then sold their bad loans to Wall Street. These very lenders had been advertising liar loans with no income verification required. In a rare, unscripted moment, one nominee buyer, who was a cooperating government witness, said the lending banks just feel your pulse and see if your heart is beating, then give you the loan. We used to say if you could fog a mirror, you qualified, all right? If you're alive and breathing, you're just the guy I wanted to meet. I tried to convince the judge that the jury needed to know the truth about the lenders in order to determine whether Townsend had any intent to defraud and whether he'd made any material misrepresentations. But the judge accepted the federal prosecutor's argument that the sins of the lenders were irrelevant and that if such evidence were introduced at trial, there would be a risk of jury nullification. Uh-oh, not jury nullification. Nobody even knows about that. That is, the jury might be tempted to acquit the defendants because others not on trial were even more culpable. No evidence or argument about the corrupt practices of the lenders was allowed while the article continues. But there you go. Everybody from real estate brokers on the south side of Chicago to the very top of the pyramid at Goldman Sachs are culpable. Yeah, anyway, let's go on. South Korea. I don't really want to get into this one too much and spend too much time on it, but South Korea and North Korea, you know, we created this divide. The Korean War, what a blunder all that was. Anyway, but just to say that it's in the news, South Korea military says returned artillery fire with North Korea today. Yeah, they're popping off rounds at each other. We'll be right back.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back to this article off the Bloomberg website. Of course, folks can jump into the chat room at becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Rather lively banter going on in there this morning. Lots of fun. People enjoying each other's company. You can jump in there, too. South Korea military says they returned artillery fire with North Korea today. New news. South Korea military said it fired artillery rounds in retaliation after hearing explosions coming from the north near the country's disputed sea border. That was the scene of a deadly shelling in November. All right? These guys never give it up. The three South Korean shells were fired into the sea around 2 o'clock p.m. local time, about an hour after the initial salvo, said a defense ministry official who declined to be identified. But it'd be my luck. I'd be out there rowing around, you know, trolling for trout or something, and here come the shells. Anyway, the defense official said the military wasn't aware of any drills in the area, drilling holes in the ocean. The incident comes after a month after both nations said they would try to revive multilateral talks, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're going to hear about it. Anyway, let's continue on. Yeah, baseball bets. Yeah, you disarm the people. Anything that they can fill their hands with will work. A baseball bet, better than nothing else. You know, a Louisville slugger, it kind of equals the odds a little bit. But London violence, calmed by police reinforcement as the unrest spreads. This is a big story. We surely won't get enough information here. I went up all over the net last night. I wasn't comfortable with any of the reports that I was getting, so I'll just stick with Bloomberg. Eddie Buckle, Ben Edwards, and David Goodman writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg New News. Police prevented a fourth night of unrest in London following Britain's worst rioting since the 1980s as violence spread to the northern cities, including Manchester. Manchester. Remember Robert Owen? New Lanark, Manchester. They drove all the Scottish people out of the Highlands in Scotland and down into the spinning mills in Manchester. Manchester not being far from Liverpool. Yeah, Manchester. Robert Owen. Factory towns. Rise of the Industrial Revolution. Anyway, violence spreading there, including Manchester. London's Metropolitan Police put 16,000 officers on duty overnight, up from 6,000 the previous evening. What a zoo. A total of 770 people have been arrested in London since August the 6th. If you want to double the crime rate, just put 16,000 officers on the ground. I'm sure they would arrest a lot more than that. When the unrest began in the suburb of Tottenham, after a local Negro, Mark Dugan, was shot and killed by police who stopped his car intending to make an arrest. The violence has seen gasoline bombs thrown and vehicles, homes, and businesses torched. The natives are restless. Over the past few hours, Greater Manchester Police has been faced with extraordinary levels of violence from groups of criminals intent on committing widespread disorder. Disorder. Assistant Chief Constable Gary Shewan said in a statement, quote, "This is nothing more than senseless violence with absolutely no regard for people, their property, or livelihoods. The unrest has forced the cancellation of professional soccer games." Oh, my goodness. Man, that's terrible. Not the soccer games. Well, anyway, raised security concerns a year before London stages the 2012 Olympic Games. Oh, my. They're in trouble. David Cameron will preside over a meeting of the government's emergency committee for a second day today at 9 a.m., The Prime Minister had to break off his vacation in Italy as the riots spread. Well, at least, you know, the Prime Minister broke off his vacation. We wouldn't get that out of the usurper. Gold extends the rally to a record as feds maintain low rates through mid-2013. This kind of builds on all the activity yesterday in the marketplace and the FOMC meeting minutes. Anyway, Deborah Roy, wow, writes this one for Bloomberg. Gold futures advance, extending a rally to a record for the second straight day as the Federal Reserve pledged to keep its benchmark interest rate low at least through mid-2013. They didn't like that extended 2013 date. They did not like that. They don't want to be specific. They don't want to get pinned down. Gold retreated from the settlement after equities rallied. I'm telling you, that was a stage deal. That was your government at work. That was some big hands in deep pockets. You just don't get all three of the markets turning within minutes of each other. They were driven down, 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 down. Looked like electronic selling to me. Front running, perhaps? Unbelievable. Went down, down, down to the day's low, and then all of a sudden, all three of them went straight back up again. Gold retreated from the settlement after equities rallied as investors studied today's Fed policy statement. The metal has jumped 45% in the past year following bond buybacks by the central bank during two rounds of so-called quantitative easing. The government is not willing to go to excessive to stimulate the economy. Well, whatever that means. Fed policymakers left the target interest rate in a range of 0%. The 0.25%, of course, it's been there for forever. The Federal Open Market Committee discussed a range of policy tools. Policy tools. Yes, that's right. They have monetary policy. Congress has legislative policy. It's fiscal policy. That's all they got. That's the tools they got in their box. U.S. debt, yesterday gold surged 3.7%, the most since 2009, after Standard and OSA very poor's cut the U.S. credit rating by one level, so on and so forth. Stocks advance, commodities rally on the Fed's pledge. Looking at both sides of this picture, stocks on one end, gold on the other. The European stocks gained for a second day, and commodities rallied after the Federal Reserve said it'll keep interest rates at a record low for two more years. And it continues. I'll spare you. Okay, one more. U.S. stock futures retreat after S&P 500's biggest advance in 2 years. U.S. stock index futures retreated after the biggest rally in more than 2 years for the benchmark. This is the new news. So it's going the other way. What goes up must come down. Is gold going to go up and then come down? Parabolic up, parabolic down? Well, we'll have to see. Futures on the S&P 500 expiring in September slipped 0.9% to 1,163.3 at 7:28 a.m. in New York, having gained 0.6% and fallen 1.3%. Volatility, lack of confidence, uncertainty in the market. All of these things are indicative of what's going down right now. We've got to be very careful before assuming that this rally is at the beginning of a full-blown recovery, said Tom Elliott. Full-blown recovery. You better take a very close look at yesterday's charts. He continues, said Tom Elliott, a global strategist at J.P. Morgan Asset Management, which has about $1.3 trillion in client funds, which they dumped into the market yesterday at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. What we're really going to be looking for is a once-and-for-all solution to the Eurozone debt crisis. What is that once-and-for-all solution to the Eurozone debt crisis? What kind of crisis resolution could they come up with, and some form of political consensus on Capitol Hill that the deficit is not going to be used as a political gambit as we run up to the presidential election? Well, you can be assured that it will. Yeah, I guess that's about enough of that one. One more. One more out of England. Cameron pledges fight back in the UK riots. Going to go too far with this one. David Cameron said his government had started a fight back, quote unquote, fight back against rioters with water cannons on standby and courts sitting through the night. Things are really going on over there. You see all the buildings they're burning and stuff like that. At night, the sky was filled with the orange glow of things alight. As they say, we need a fight back, and a fight back has begun, Cameron told reporters outside his Downing Street office. We will do whatever is necessary to restore order on our streets. Well, here's another one. I've been talking about this one for a while. You know, of course, Lindsay Williams, like him or not, begging you to buy his DVDs and books, he's talked about this a while back. All right, and we're starting to see it come to pass. I guess his man behind the curtain speaks truth. Cheap shale gas means Dow leads record expansion in U.S. chemical industry, of course. This is Dow Chemicals. Talk about the establishment. Here it is. Jack Caskey writing this one for Bloomberg. Dow Chemicals spent a decade moving chemical production to the Middle East and Asia. Now it's leading the biggest expansion ever seen back home in the U.S. as shale gas revives the industry's economics. Well, don't expect to put this stuff up your put this stuff into your gas tank and out your exhaust pipe. Trying to be polite here on air. As shale gas revives the industry's economics, don't anticipate running this through, you know, your home furnace. No, that's not where this gas is going to go. Dow is among companies planning to build crackers, morning cracker, to build crackers, industrial plants, typically costing $1.5 billion apiece to process hydrocarbons into ethylene and other synthetic materials. So we're going to go into the plastic business and make more cheap Chinese plastic crap available. We'll be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from DistributedLiving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so let's keep in mind the old Hegelian dialectic here, thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. Vision this as being a synthesis, all right? Understand that as they drive the price of gasoline and natural gas and diesel fuel and all forms of distillates up and up and up and up, and the economy goes down and down and down and down and down, we've got a thesis, antithesis running, but the synthesis here has to do, in some regard, with the shale gas reserves, okay? And getting in and accessing those shale gas reserves. There's lots of people out there that have been doing substantial amount of research, and they don't like this idea of fracking. It doesn't seem to be as safe and as cool as it might appear. Dow, again, is among companies planning to build crackers, which are industrial plants typically costing $1.5 billion a piece to process hydrocarbons into ethylene and other synthetic materials. The new crackers will be first built in the U.S. since 2001 in the largest wave of additional capacity. John Stekla, director of Chemical Market Associates, Inc., a Houston-based consultant, said in an interview, driving this renaissance is the plunge in the price of natural gas used in crackers as raw material to a nine-year low. New drilling methods are opening up vast shale formations from Texas to West Virginia. Let's include Arkansas in this, too, where they're having problems. U.S. chemical investments stemming from the shale gas may top $16 billion, creating 17,000 jobs directly and another 400,000 jobs indirectly, I guess, if you include massage parlors and barbers. According to the American Chemistry Council, a Washington-based industry group, the American Chemistry Council, Anyway, the U.S. now has investment-grade economics. Investment-grade economics. Wow. And because of shale, we're going to lock those economics in. So we've got these demand-side problems trying to fix with a supply-side solution. But we now have investment-grade economics. We're going to find out a little bit more about those investment-grade economics as the money pours into the U.S. of A. We can grow our Americas based off our U.S. Gulf Coast assets. That is a big change. Dow will spend about $4 billion to construct a cracker near the Gulf Coast, crackers in the South, by 2017, reopen another one in Louisiana, and build two propylene plants, Livera said in July. Some jobs coming to America here. That investment will supply ingredients for Dow plants making high-margin products such as paint additives and automotive plastics. All right, paint additives and automotive plastics. Occidental Chemical, Chevron Phillips Chemical Company, Formosa Plastics Corporation have said in the past 9 months they too may build crackers on the Gulf Coast, while Lyondell Basell Industries may invest in one. Royal Dutch Shell PLC said in June it plans to build a cracker in Appalachia, the region's first in half a century. Six shuttered crackers also are reopening. Oh, crackers. Crackers. Sounds like Christmas time in England. Plentiful gas. Everyone called the U.S. commodity chemical industry dead a few years ago. Mark Demos, who manages $18 billion as a fund manager, is fifth-third asset management in Minneapolis, said in an interview, quote, all of a sudden, with plentiful natural gas, the margin story in commodity chemicals looks pretty favorable. Well, there's got a whole gob and a bunch to this article down here on the bottom. Fracking oversight. Food and Water Watch and the Natural Resources Defense Council are among environmental groups seeking full or partial bans on hydraulic fracturing or fracking, which releases gas from shale rock formations, the process in which millions of gallons of chemically treated water are forced underground to free the gas, can contaminate drinking water. And if you ever listen to Dr. Drew Ott, you've got a pretty good idea of how dangerous that can be. The groups say the American Chemistry Council, which is funded by chemical producers, supports state-level oversight of fracking to address the public concerns. All right? Now, that, in this lengthy article, is all they present for the other side of the story. Demand may not support all the crackers currently on the drawing board. Oosterveer said the price tag for each plant typically doubles once infrastructure and downstream plants that make polyethylene and polypropylene are included. Well, there's more to that, but it is discussion about employment. Here's another little bit of buying up America. Being like Soros in buying farmland lets investors reap 16% annual gains, all right? Annual gains, this new global feudalism that's coming down the mark. Seth Luboff reporting for Bloomberg. Perry Veith baled hay on a neighbor's farm in Wisconsin for two summers during high school in 1972 and 1973, and I'd have to say that I did too. The grueling labor, oh come on, left him with no doubt about getting a college degree so that he'd never have to work as hard again for a paycheck. Well, son, if you were working hard, you were hardly working. 38 years later, and after a career as a securities lawyer and a fixed income trader, well, Veith went downhill, didn't he? Kind of like AIDS, herpes, and VD. Maybe he should have taken up drinking anyway. He became a securities lawyer and a fixed income trader, but now he owns it. As a co-founder of Ceres Partners LLC, a Granger, Indiana-based investment firm, Veith oversees 61 farms valued at $63 million in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Tennessee. He's so enthusiastic about the investments that he quit a job in 2008 overseeing $7 billion in fixed income assets at Pan Agora Asset Management, a Boston-based quantitative money management firm. Quantitative? What is that? It's like quantitative easing. Quantitative money management firm to focus full-time on farming. Of course, he's not getting dirty doing it. He's just one of those dirty guys buying it up. On a spring afternoon, Veith, 54, barrels along the backcountry roads in a Jeep Cherokee in Indiana, Michigan, to scout a fruit orchard and corn and soybean farms to buy. Rural towns with names such as Three Rivers pass by in a blur, separated by a wide horizon of fields with young crops popping up. When I told people I was leaving to start an investment fund in farmland, they said, quote, you're doing what? says V, in a red polo golf shirt and khakis, quote, "It'll always be difficult for Wall Street firms to understand. It's not like buying stocks on a computer. It's much better. Returns from farmland have trounced those of equities. Ceres Partners produced an average annual gain of 16.4% after fees from January 2008, just after the firm started, through June of this year, Veith says. George Soros, the bulk of the returns are in rent payments from the tenant farmers, well, 40 acres and a mule, honey. Remember, this is going collective. Right out of Agenda 21, Chapter 7, labor-intensive tenant farmers coming back into the news. The bulk of the returns are in rent payments from tenant farmers who grow and sell the crops and from land appreciation. Of course, your county tax bunch, they like that, those ad valorem property taxes, driving up the price of farmland with these speculators in here bumming around. The Standard & Poor's GSCI Agricultural Index of 8 raw materials gained 5.3% annually over the same period. Investors are pouring into farmland in the U.S. and parts of Europe, Latin America, and Africa as global food prices soar. Imagine they have anything to do with that if they control the farmland. A fund controlled by George Soros, the billionaire hedge fund manager, owns 23.4% of South American farmland venture Adecoagro, all right, George Soros, a fund controlled by George Soros. Wasn't he the guy and his fund managers that were buying up the watershed and the floodplains along the Missouri River after they blew the levees? Think so. I want to follow that one. Hedge funds, Osprey Management, LLC, and Passport Capital, LLC, as well as Harvard University's endowment, are also betting on farming. The TIAA CREF, the $466 billion financial services giant, has $2 billion invested in some 600,000 acres of farmland in Australia, Brazil, and North America, and wants to double the size of its investment. Feudalism, my friends. Feudalism. Go back to the three-field system and study that one. Here's Jimmy Rogers. Jim Rogers, I have frequently told people one of the best investments in the world will be farmland, said Jim Rogers, 68, chairman of the Singapore-based Rogers Holding, who predicted the start of the global commodities rally in 1996. Quote, you got to buy in a place where it rains, and you have to farm. You have to have a farmer who knows what he's doing. If you can do that, you will make a double whammy because the crops are becoming more valuable as the people starve, as the people weep. Well, we'll be right back. Hour number two, straight ahead. We're going to talk about St. Simon in the next hour. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 10th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com, of course, the call-in number is 866-841-1065. Our chat room can be found at BecomeVocalLocal.com. Always glad to have you in there. Going into a book here, again, this is written by James Perloff, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline, The Shadows of Power. This is a JBS book, John Birch Society book, John Birch Society author as well. But there's good material in these books if you know how to thread through them and you put your antennas of discernment all the way up. Run those antennas up. There's a lot of good information in here. On the Threshold of a New World Order, Chapter 14. Now, this book was written originally. Now, the first printing was in 1988. So the 12th printing that I have in front of me is written, published in 2008. A 20-year spread there. Not bad. And lots of copies that are out in print. Nevertheless, pretty, prescient. The discussion, the threat to the Constitution during the Constitutional Bicentennial. Some have celebrated the Constitution. Others have urged a new one, as the Christian Science Monitor noted in 1984. Amid the planning for festivals and finery, pomp, and ceremony, there's a deeper meaning we must be careful not to miss. The Bicentennial gives an opportunity for a rededication to the principles of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and for some careful thought about the wisdom of constitutional revision. Of course, there was a lot of flurry back in the late 90s about the con and preparing, being ever vigilant to make sure that we never allowed con to come down. Well, Warren Burger, Chief Justice, Supreme Court, resigned as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court to work on the official commission on the bicentennial of the United States Constitution. This implies the project has more than trifling significance. The Burger Court was long accused of misconstruing the Constitution to advance a political agenda. But what better way to accomplish this than to change the Constitution itself? Justice Burger has insisted that the Commission's meetings be held in secret, an odd stipulation if its only purpose is celebration. He was also the honorary chair of Project 87. These are things that you might look up, browse them up for yourself. The Commission on the Bicentennial of the United States Constitution, and then the honorary chairman of Project 87, a bicentennial organization that, according to its literature, is dedicated to commemorating the bicentennial of the United States Constitution by promoting public understanding and appraisal of this unique document. He was also the co-chair of Project 87 is James McGregor Burns, an advocate of constitutional revision. Burns wrote in his 1984 book, The Power to Lead, here's the quote, "Let us face reality. The framers of the Constitution have simply been too shrewd for us. They've outwitted us. They designed separated institutions that cannot be unified by mechanical linkages, frail bridges, or tinkering. If we're to turn the founders upside down, to put together what they put asunder, we must directly confront the constitutional structure they erected. And everywhere you go today, people are dissing or pissing on the Constitution." You got to wonder, folks, which side is being served in these kinds of discussions. The CCS is proposing drastic changes in the Constitution. These were outlined in the 1985 book. All these men that they're talking about, these are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission. to go on it. The CCS is proposing drastic changes in the Constitution. These were outlined in the 1985 book, Reforming American Government, the Bicentennial Papers of the Committee on the Constitutional Convention System. Ensuing are some. One proposal would have us emulate the European parliamentary system. American voters would be unable to cast ballots for individual candidates, restricted instead to choosing a party slate across the board. And this would eliminate independent candidates, which would suit the establishment very well. We'll be right back.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous sticker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, welcome back to our August the 10th, Wednesday, 2011, to our broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Now in our second hour, in the first hour of the broadcast, went through a variety of news right off the Bloomberg website and elsewhere. Coming into this hour, taking a transition here temporarily, Running Through the Shadows of Power by James Perloff, The Council on Foreign Relations and the American Decline, a very revealing and interesting book. Some of the sources are a bit repetitive. I think that it could probably be augmented by even more research, but nonetheless, for the number of pages in the book and for the content and the flow, it was pretty well written. I finished it last evening. But here I am in the on the threshold of a New World Order chapter, and we're looking into this thing that I'd never even really heard of before, this concept of a commission on the bicentennial of the United States Constitution, where Warren Burger, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, resigned his commission there to chair this commission on the bicentennial of the United States. You know, we've looked into the creation of the American Bankers Association, which is almost immediately followed by the American Bar Association, and then of course they almost immediately created the Uniform Commission, you know, the Commission on Uniform Law. And all of this was intended to do end runs around these state and federal constitutions. You know, these pesky founders really did devise a clever scheme. Very difficult to get around this thing. And it has been a pain in the butt for the captains of finance and industry since the founding. They've been doing everything they can do to set it asunder, and largely have. But this is interesting, the way that it develops now. So the CCS is proposing drastic changes in the Constitution. These were outlined in the 1985 book, Reforming American Government, the Bicentennial Papers of the Committee on the Constitutional System. Ensuing are some of them. One proposal would have us emulate the European parliamentary system. American voters would be unable to cast ballots for individual candidates, restricted instead to choosing a party slate across the board. And the author writes, this would eliminate independent candidates, which would suit the establishment very well. Well, you can see with the Help America Vote Act, they've got pretty much of that. Instead of having to choose a party slate, you could just put your vote up on an electronic database and then allow the computers to manipulate and massage the numbers. The Congress would be expanded. The party whose nominee became president would designate 1/6 of all representatives in the House and 1/3 of all the senators. Well, you can visit with AIPAC. I mean, what have we got, 81 Republicans and Democrats that are going to be spending their summer holiday in Israel. Free visits, you know, free money, free tourism. Well, that tells you a little bit about buying the Congress. Anyway, the requirement for Senate ratification of treaties would be lowered, making it easier to work under treaty. The CCS has also advocated extending representatives' terms from 2 to 4 years and senators from 6 to 8. So no matter how crappy your congresswoman is, or your senator is, or your president is, they just want to have them there in perpetuity. And allowing congressmen to serve in the executive branch while still holding their seats in Congress. Maybe that's what Barry the Usurper's doing. Serving in the executive branch while still holding his seat in Congress. Well, anyway, not surprisingly, these proposals have perceptible ancestry in a foreign affairs article, and here it is, written in 1980 by Lloyd N. Cutler, counsel to the President Carter, after the Senate refused to ratify the dubious SALT II treaty. He finishes his article by noting, while a constitutional convention could achieve the changes he contemplated, a, quote, more practicable first step would be the appointment of a bipartisan presidential commission. Well, I had to stand up after I read that last night and walk around and think about it. While a constitutional convention could achieve the changes contemplated, a more practicable first step would be the appointment of a bipartisan presidential commission. Sure sounds like this piece of legislation that just came down the pike, doesn't it? The Joint Committee of 12, the Budget Control Act of 2011, a bipartisan presidential commission. Well, just lay that out for your thought. Also, toward the end of the book in chapter 15, came across this little bit, which I thought was rather interesting. And we read these articles all the time just to prove that it's still happening. I went up on Bloomberg this morning. I was looking for the kind of an article that this describes. And sure enough, I found a couple of them in Africa, in the Africa News section. But just listen to this. Furthermore, Americans must be vigilant toward events overseas. All right? Of course, you could talk about the rise of Pol Pot and the Cambodian massacres and things like that. We talked a little bit here about North Korea, South Korea in the news basket today. But in instance after instance where the establishment, and these are the international bankster gangsters, all right, the captains of finance and industry, the establishment, mostly the Eastern establishment, some call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, in instance after instance where the establishment has joined forces with the international left, well, they are left-leaning. They are about as collectivist, communist, and socialist you can get. With the international left to destabilize a country, a certain pattern has emerged that it behooves us to be aware of. I'm going to share it with you. 5 points. Number one, look at these news articles that you see. And coming out of, you know, the Arab Spring and all of that, you know, these spontaneous revolutions, the rioting that's now going on in London. Insurgent communists, equipped by the Soviet Union or one of its surrogates, begin a campaign of terror in the nation. So we have the rioting going on. Somebody pops a Negro. Then the whole thing goes upside down. And they begin a campaign of terror in the nation. They have baseball bats, I guess, being supplied by Louisville Slugger. Two, to protect the population, the government cracks down on the revolutionary terrorists, like Syria. Some are killed, others imprisoned, you know, Gaza. Three, the American press now begins to denounce the government for oppressing dissenters. Well, isn't that what we got started in Libya? For violating human rights and jailing political prisoners. That's what's going down in Syria today. The country's leader is targeted as a tyrant and a neo-Nazi. Oh, my God. Muammar Gaddafi, he's got to go. Regime change, right? There are rumors of torture by his security forces, Donald Rumsfeld, being charged in court. In the meantime, the communists are described not as communists, but as democratic reformers. Making the world safe for democracy, Woodrow Wilson, right? Four, the United States, via Council on Foreign Relations to diplomats, intervenes. It demands that the government make concessions to the rebels. Isn't that what we're doing? We're helping the Libyans, rebels, if you will, quote-unquote rebels, the insurgents, create their own central bank and open up the taps for oil. Yeah. The United States, via CFR diplomats, intervenes. It demands that the government make concessions to the rebels, including the release of those captured, and form a, this is the key word here, a coalition government. You know, we talk about Cameron, you know, they're always talking about a coalition government. Fabian socialists in England. And then, you know, we have our coalition of the willing, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, sounds like a Stevie Wonder song to me. Form a coalition government with them. If the government refuses, the U.S. embargoes trade and weapons. Talk about Gaza. And if it gives in, the terrorists carry on with impunity. Either way, the nation is doomed.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey, Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And the call-in number is 841-1065. If you'd like to call in, you're certainly welcome to do so. Let's jump out to Washington State and go live to Jim. Good morning, Jim.
How are you doing, Mr. Rogers?
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you a dual geopolitical economic question. And by the way, I'm picking you up off the internet from Revolution Radio.
Cool.
But the question is, in light of what happened last week with the Chinese, all the markets collapsed, 8-10% or whatever, and the Chinese, they came out and they said that the American dollar is dead. And then right after that, we had our collapse. The Chinese got another 5% kicked out of them. And then all of a sudden, Bernanke shows up, and then the Chinese really don't say anything. I don't know if it scared them to death or what happened to our market. But then the other part of the question is that Prime Minister Vladimir Putin, yesterday he says he's going to pump liquidity into the ruble because the ruble dropped 5%. So my question is, in light of what happened both with what the Russians did with the ruble and the Chinese pretty much have shut their mouth about the U.S. dollar when Bernanke basically said that it looks like they may go QE3. Does the white Western cartel U.S. dollar reign supreme now? I mean, is the whole world going along with the dollar? They can pump as much money in, and nobody's going to say anything. I mean, what's going on here?
Well, obviously, you know, as long as you control the printing presses, you can continue to pump more, you know, liquidity into the market, and certainly the Federal Reserve banking, you know, we have, in my researched opinion, one monetary system right now. We have the international bankster gangsters, and they're present. They're operating in every one of the primary regions of the planet. So initially, if you can continue to run the printing press and continually flood the world marketplace with dollars, whether you go back and look at the GAO report, which you can find on Bernie Sanders' website, and see how many trillions of dollars were just virtually gifted to all manner and sundry of central banks and banking institutions globally, circa the Federal Reserve and the New York Bank, New York Federal Reserve Bank. If you can continue to flood money in indefinitely and people are willing to stand for it, then, yeah, the U.S. dollar could continue on for some time to come. As far as the Chinese are concerned, they've just opened up that new mercantile exchange over there, the Hong Kong, I think it is, mercantile exchange. And so they're coming into the marketplace now and providing real competition where there hasn't been any competition to the CME group in a while, Comex, etc. And so I'm sure that's part of the mix, and I think they may very well be involved with what we're seeing in the gold market. And I would anticipate that relatively soon we should see some kind of a strong move upward in the silver market as well, largely because the commodities all across the world, all across the globe, just like the article I shared in regards to farmland and the idea of building hydropower dams down the Chinese investing in Africa, the commodities are going to rule in this decade, I think, more so than the funny money. So if Putin is going to shore up his ruble, he's basically, I think, just taken a card out of Timmy Geithner and Ben Bernanke's deck. And if money is no option and the printing press is run, well, then just go ahead and running. I think the whole house of cards not only has collapsed, but is going to continue to collapse until it finally just is replaced by whatever their synthesis is. And if that's going to be like a special drawing rights or another basket of currency, I'm pretty confident that it's going to include precious metals. But, you know, how this all shakes out in the end, Jim, is really beyond my pay grade, and I'm just kind of an observer.
Well, there's a theory out there that the next world currency is that basically China and the United States are going to conspire, and they're going to come up with a new note called the Yaler, which is the Chinese yen, is it? Do the Chinese have the yen, or is that the Japanese?
Yuan. Or the renminbi?
Yuan, right. Right, the Chinese yuan, and with the dollar, and that they merge the two together to come up with a new super note, and basically the Chinese and the greenback share the stage for the world currency. Have you heard anything about the Yaler?
Well, no, not that specifically, but, it, you know, again, if you look back and see how this has developed over the last 100 years, we're in the process of merging our economy with not only the Soviet Union, Russia, but also with China. And we've got to get the Russians and the Chinese together with the United States in order to bring this new world order into play. So however they style it, you know, they could put any kind of a moniker on it they want to. They don't even have to really give it a moniker. They could just use the U.S. dollar. And I think that's part of why, you know, Dominique Strauss-Kahn was slapped upside the head. He was talking about the special drawing rights. And I think that if they just use the U.S. dollar, maybe back it off a little bit. We're starting to see some kind of a decline in the petrodollar. If they put the U.S. dollar in a special category and then all of the G7 and the G20 agree to use it, you know, the people would be none the wiser, but it would be a completely different animal.
Well, I certainly appreciate your intellect, Mr. Rogers. It's like the whole economic realm that you deal with is just like a dark, burned out, bombed out ghetto. And your mind, when you come over, you just shine a light down, and you can just see like every rat, every little corner sneaking around there. I mean, it's really your mind's very refreshing. It's just like a 10 million watt candle beam just boom going right down into a dark ghetto and just see it all. So I really appreciate it, sir.
Well, thank you for calling in, and thank you for listening, and thank you for the fine compliment. Okay, there goes Jim in Washington. Great call. Good questions, too. You know, there's about 60,000 different ways that this thing could roll out, but ultimately, I don't see that it's necessary to go to the hysteria of creating something that would really shake people up, scare them, freak them out. You know, you want to keep people docile, and you want to keep all the sheep in the pen. You don't want them trying to challenge the fence lines. You don't want to have the cows, you know, looking for a break someplace. And so you just keep all of the beasts of the fields, the humans and the other animals, you know, contentedly chomping on their grass. don't stir them up. But the big money players have got this thing wired six ways to Sunday, and they're just toying with it. They're just trying and testing things out, in my opinion. So we'll just have to see. Let's close out this little bit of the Shadows of Power, kind of running short on time here. I want to get over to the New World Order, New World of Henry St. Simon, at least briefly, for a segment. There is no longer any pretext about whether or not they are communists. All right, they convert the country into a police state, executing opponents, seizing the press, suppressing religion, prohibiting free speech as counter-revolutionary, but the American mass media are no longer concerned about human rights there. They are too busy taking aim at someone new. So once the media goes through this process, you know, identifying the insurgent communists to protect the population, some people are killed. American press denounced the government for oppressing dissenters. United States, they intervenes. And then under the irresistible pressure of both the USSR and the U.S., the government then collapses and the Marxists assume power. All right. And believe me, there are still lots of Marxists. You know, communism is far from dead. Just go over to communist China, talk to the Communist Party. of China and see for yourself. Or do they still display Marx everywhere, or Mao, Chairman Mao everywhere? Yes, they do. Even on the Bloomberg website, you click on the Asia link, and here's a, you know, 3x5 picture of Chairman Mao. You open up the Grolier's encyclopedia, and you look up the George Washington's article, and you get this little thumbnail, you know, maybe a half an inch by a half an inch of George Washington. You turn to Chairman Mao's page and look up Mao. He's got a full page, 8.5x11 portrait in color.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and I'm just going to have to really go and blow on this thing right now because I want to cover some of this material just to give you a little bit of an idea, again, just how fortuitous it is and some of the things that have come into my possession in my library. Again, I was just, you know, scouring a flea market, saw this book, picked it up, Reason and Nature, an essay on the meaning of the scientific method. I mean, all I had to read was the cover. I knew I needed it in my library by Morris Cohen, a Harcourt Brace, New York. And this was 1931, and we're talking about this techno-totalitarianism, the technocracy, etc., you know, from Henry St. Simon, Again, copyright 1931. Here, I'm going to come back to this tomorrow. We don't have time today. I wanted to cover more of it. The subject matter of the social sciences. Are social facts simply physical? In the next section, they're going to say, are they biological? All right? Social facts and sociology. But here, I'll just give you one sentence here. In line with the modern positivistic traditions, they speak the language of empiricism and induction. All right, not deduction. We've studied a little bit about logic. There's others out there that have taught on the trivium, okay? But in line with the modern positivistic traditions, in 1931, positivism in America, in America jurisprudence, and at the academic level, positivism was going and a-blowing, okay? Positivism is kind of like the hidden third way. But let's go into now and pick up where we left off yesterday in The New World of Henry St. Simon by Frank Emanuel. This book, this text that we've been working out of, University of Notre Dame Press, 1963. All right? Where we yesterday we read this. First, those nations, we're talking about the fall of the Roman Empire. First, those nations which were somewhat enlightened were in a minority in comparison with the people who were totally barbarous. We can see that barbarity everywhere. And through the deliberate dumbing down of the masses, globally, none of this happens in a vacuum. It's not just one country. It's globally. There are tons and tons of totally barbarous people that have emerged out of these communist states. And even among the enlightened, the class of men, again, Rome, the class of men who were possessed of the corpus of acquired knowledge was a very small minority. If you go up and read about the Council on Foreign Relations, look at the Foreign Affairs magazine, article after article after article, they always called themselves the wise men. That's right, the wise men. All right, an academia, an expert say, an expert said. We find that in almost every news article. There's always some expert that is appealed to. All right? A very small minority. And altogether too often, it's always the same. You know, in every administration from Truman forward, Woodrow Wilson forward, it's just, you know, from Bernard Baruch forward, it's just the Council on Foreign Relations. Just a revolving door. The mass of mankind were in a state of gross ignorance. Boy, doesn't that sum it up? Hence, it was impossible to oppose the terrible invasions of the northern barbarians, who came pouring over the West precisely during the period of the transition, at the very time when the Battle of the Two Systems brought confusion into the ideas of men and anarchy into society. All right? As the Rio Grande, you can hear the feet splashing through it this morning. Invasion. The evils resulting from the bad timing of the barbarian invasions had been further aggravated by the character of the ideological conflict in ancient times. Quote, the very nature, again we're quoting St. Simon, the very nature of the two systems which then confronted each other was essentially unfavorable to the possibility of an easy transition. Each one of them was too absolute, too rigid to make a gradual passage between them feasible. One had to embrace completely either polytheism or monotheism. It was impossible to adopt one of the two systems without abjuring the other in its entirety. No one saw a middle way. In fact, there was none. The middle way, the third way, common purpose, England, America. Thus, even if a man of genius could have conceived of a plan to effect the transition gradually, gradualism, Fabian socialism, the cunctator, the tortoise, the transitions into a hare when the finish line is in sight, it would have been a miracle to think of putting it into execution. St. Simon had good tidings for mankind. In contrast with the others, he believed that an easy childbirth was possible for the new ideology. Well, it hasn't exactly been easy, but the childbirth continues. The calamities which had already taken place during the recent epoch of transition were the result of ignorance in the comprehension of philosophical history. Misfortunes had not been averted, quote, because until now we never knew where civilization was at. As a result, we always desired more than was possible because, in a word, no one had ever recognized that we were in a transitional stage. And so very, very few people today understand the transition that is happening right now in our lifetimes. We are in a transitional stage. We are saying goodbye to the old world order once again, just like on October the 31st, 1517. And Martin Luther, the theologian, German, nailed his thesis 99-95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church. We cross over from the old world order into the new world order, and now we're crossing a new threshold today. Perhaps that was September the 11th, 2001. Continuing, as a result, we always desired more than was possible. Why? Because no one realized or recognized we were in a transitional stage. You know, Al Gore was overreaching with his idea of man-made climate, global warming and all that. Now that St. Simon had revealed history to mankind, the unforeseen dark source of political chaos had been banished. Having recognized that we are in a period of transition, I say it time and again, we need to know who we are and whose we are, and we might also inquire as to where we are and what we are. We make for ourselves a plan according to which the transition takes place in the quickest, the easiest, and the most peaceful manner. Thus, we cut all the evils short. So what's going down in London is certainly not the easiest or the most peaceful manner, but it may be the quickest. Saint-Simon described the historical process in the same manner that one of his medical friends would diagnose an illness and prescribe remedies. And so from this, at least in part, comes my idea that we have to be like wise physicians, and we need to correctly diagnose the disease. And then, rather than raising the symptoms up to the level of symptomology, creating a new social science, rather than focusing entirely our attention upon the victims, and there's no end to the victims, and raising that in itself up to a super social science, rather than focusing on symptomology and victimology, we need to put all of our attention like a laser beam on the disease. And I'm firmly convinced that the disease is the established two-party political system. Yes, the Federal Reserve is an annoyance. It certainly is. But it cannot be done away with just by simply wishing it out of existence. Unless and until we have the political will in Congress to do something about it, it will continue to rule the day. He was powerless to eliminate historical transitions because they were in the nature of the process. But knowledge made it possible to alleviate the sufferings of mankind, the historic patient, and to hasten his cure. Right? We need to be very careful that whatever cures we propose are not worse than the disease that we're trying to eradicate. In the present epoch, men would not have to repeat the travail of the ancient world. All right? So very carefully research the past, research history, comb over it thoroughly, get a good grasp on it, understand it very well. And then we look into the future, and as I like to say, into a future of greater and greater freedom and less tyrannical and despotic control. And then we always find ourselves in the present. Running out to the end of that diving board, leap up, jump down, drop down onto it, and then you come off. And just as your toes come off the board, that's where our lives are. In the present. Always falling forward into the future. Now it can either be to disruption and destruction, or it can be to the accomplishment of a plan, a goal. They plan. They have goals. They have timelines. Why don't we? In the present epoch, men would not have to repeat the travail of the ancient world. We don't have to, reinvent the wheel all over again. We don't have to create the political system over again. It's already there. We just have to access it, embed within it, and take it over for our own uses. That's what a political party is for. Gaining the proximity to or complete control of government. Isn't that what we want to do? Restore our constitutional limited republican form of representative government and get these batard internationalists off our backs forever? And consequently, to steer their course in the most advantageous manner. Consciousness of our condition, therein lay the means of our salvation. Consciousness of our condition as more and more people become aware of the condition that they're in and what their condition, the condition is in. There lies our salvation. And so many before me have talked about education, education, education. Well, knowledge is power, true enough. But knowledge is only powerful when it's combined with action. If we do not take action upon the things that we know, of what good is all that lumber that we carry around on our shoulders? The ninth letter, and I won't try it, it's French, but it was one of the systems set up by St. Simon. Well, I'll have to pick that up right after this. Stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So again, closing out today's broadcast in the study of Saint Simon this way. The ninth letter of L'Organisateur was a felicitous application of his theory to the last great clash of historic systems. The last great clash of historic systems as we transition out of the metaphysical stage of human development fully into the positive stage of human development. More than a mere statement of the axioms of his philosophy of history, again, this is Saint Simon, it was a detailed analysis of the strategy and the tactics of the warring spiritual and temporal forces since the High Middle Ages. All right? The warring spiritual and temporal forces. That's the church against the kings. Church against the lords, you know. And you could say that when we look at it this way, the warring spiritual and temporal forces, this is legal positivism versus the natural law, where the temporal forces are pulling legal positivism into the fray in this all-out war. And the spiritual are bringing forward the natural law, and they're competing, they're fighting for dominance. For the past 8 centuries, Europe had been the battleground of two systems of civilization. During this long process, one system had been steadily losing its grip over the minds of men, while the other had been gaining strength. In its heyday, The medieval system had been a combination of two vigorous powers, one of which St. Simon variously called spiritual, or papal, or theological, and the other temporal, feudal, or military. Right? It's not gone away, friends. It's still here. Throughout the centuries, a constant simultaneity had prevailed in the origins, maturity, and decadence of the two powers, spiritual and temporal, which constituted the system. While the first beginnings of this medieval system dated back to the early propagation of Christianity and the irruption of the barbarians into Europe, like any organism, you're going to find that these are words that you're going to find over and over again as we study positivism. Organisms, systems, analysis and synthesis over and over again. You'll find it throughout all of these writings. While the first beginnings of this medieval system, so on and so forth, like any organism, the system had required time to ripen, to assume a definitive shape. So we create the United Nations from the League of Nations, and now here, 60 years later, it's taking definitive shape. It had not attained maturity until about the 11th or 12th century. For that, you can look at St. Thomas Aquinas, 13th century. According to St. Simon's periodization, the medieval system was born not after the complete breakdown of the old Roman imperial polytheist system, but at the very moment when the ancient world had reached its integral development, and the same phenomena of new birth recurred at the climax of the medieval society. As soon as the feudal theological system was firmly established, the, quote, germ of its destruction was born. For that, you could go back and look at Peter Drucker's, the concept of corporation, where, you know, we have a need, we got a tool. And then the tool becomes an institution. The tool becomes an instrument for social order or social things, social systems, social facts. The tool becomes an instrument. And then, as time progresses, the instrument is turned into an institution. But as Drucker said in his concept of corporation, and we can understand our entire system around us today, the world we live in is a corporation nation. Visit the website, see the video. But as Peter Drucker said, not rightly so, as soon as an instrument is converted or raises itself to an institution, then the timeline of destruction begins. It's going to go out. And so let's continue. He says again, according to St. Simon's periodization, the medieval system was born not after the complete breakdown of the old Roman imperial polytheist system, but at the very moment when the ancient world had reached its integral development, and the same phenomena of the new birth recurred at the climax of the medieval system, and as soon as the feudal theological system was firmly established, the germ of its destruction was born. So at the very moment that this idea, this new internationalist goal, the dream of a one world order, especially the is styled by the Council on Foreign Relations or the Rhodes Society, Cecil Rhodes and Bunch, as soon as that was born, it immediately started its path of destruction. A mighty phrase which was to echo through the decades of Marxist historical writing. You see, the germ of its destruction was born. You don't think that St. Simon influenced Marx? Think again. And many of the other utopianists, too, of his time. In the very centuries when the medieval system was in full fruition, the 11th and the 12th, the embryonic elements of a rival system came into being. The very elements of a rival system came into being. Now we have the internet. Now we have people out there that are not just seekers for truth, not just petitioning to be guided into all truth and kept from error, but now we have the tools necessary to verify whether or not you're dealing with the truth or you're walking in error. How powerful is that? And it can be done in moments, just a search or two, and you've got it. 10K Puddles proves it every single morning on the internet in the chat room. The temporal power of the new system. Oh, excuse me, I jumped over something. Again, the embryonic elements of a rival system came into being. These elements were the establishment of the free communes and the transmission of Arabic science. the establishment of the free communes. Now, the communes were in France, of course. They were like not just counties, but almost states. And the transmission of Arabic science. And so the veil of darkness from the Dark Ages was being lifted. Prior to that time, the only people that had any real wisdom and light were in the church. And all of the feudal serfs were kept in darkness. But with the Enlightenment, the box was lifted off the people's heads and they began to see for themselves. They became enlightened. The age of reason had begun. The temporal power of the new system, the industrial class of the communes, manifested the first signs of independent existence, that is, freedom from the power of the military, when it wrested communal liberties from the nobles. Now we've got liberty, we've got freedom, wrested from the power of the military, Eisenhower's warning about the military-industrial complex, etc. And all of this being written around 1812, 1815. The creation of a novel type of property in the midst of feudal relationships was the key to the birth of the new class. A novel type of property. Industrial property or movable property. That's right, my friends. Personal property. Industrial property. Capital goods. At first had a hard struggle merely to achieve recognition as distinct in character from landed property. You see, you started to get to a point where you would be able to pack your wealth with you. You no longer had to have an intergenerational, interdependent, interoperable system. You could become a journeyman in the crafts and trades. Soon it became an open rival. Right? You have your real property taxes, you have your personal property taxes. An open rival. While the military feudal nobles remained the heads of the temporal order in medieval Europe in the very bosom of their society, men of industrial and commercial property managed to survive and in time to flourish. This rise of industrialism, the end of mercantilism coming into the Industrial Revolution, where the captains of finance and industry that today rule the planet got their root. Science, destined to be the spiritual power of the new system, had been introduced into Europe by the Arabs, the Arub, Muslims, Mohammedans, whose teachings were accorded a special status in the universities. Observatories, dissection rooms, and cabinets of natural history became the havens of the nascent positive spirit science. Techno-totalitarianism, technocracy in its nascent. Thus, in the intellectual centers of the old theological system, an interest in Arabic science was nurtured. Two future popes had studied the sciences of observation under Arabic professors at Cordova. You see, and then St. Thomas Aquinas got busy in his Summa Theologica. They were having a real billy of a time with these writings coming out of the Arubs. And from that, he finally and ultimately said, all of his writing were like leaves of grass. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it? and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.